Hi, welcome to This Is Your Book Club podcast. I'm Sarah.
I'm Jamie.
Welcome back.
For Book Club.
Book Club
This is week. What we wait all month for.
I'm super excited.
Yes.
I'm very interested to talk about this book.
Talk. But first.
Before we begin.
Yes. We should probably announce our next month's book.
Yes. We really looked for this book.
Yes.
There are so many good books out there, and it's so really hard to choose. One. It is. And we really do. We pick books that we've never read before.
Yeah.
And so we're like blind. We're like, I don't know. That sounds good.
Yeah.
That one sounds good.
We do some research and we look at ratings and see what other people are saying. And then what are we feeling like right now?
What kind of book do we want
to
read?
Compared to what we've read the last couple months for book club, do we need something a little lighter? Do we need something? So a lot goes into these decisions, in other words.
Yes.
So
it feels like a lot of pressure to pick like a really good, well-fitted book.
Exactly. With the understanding that not everyone's always going to like them too, and that's okay.
Yeah, that's okay.
Right?
Well, you might not like it,
and that's book club. There's always going to be a variance of what people think about that book, and that makes it fun too.
Absolutely.
So we want to hear, do you hate this book? Did you love this book? Every month we want to hear your opinions on it. So with that in mind, the book for this month, here it comes, is The Mercies by Karen Millwood Hargrave.
So, yes.
And we chose this one because we were feeling like we wanted a good historical fiction.
Yeah.
So we were looking into historical fiction books, and this one has great ratings. It came out February this year, so it's a newer book, and we wanted historical fiction. So tell us about this book, Sarah.
Okay, I'm going to read the description. After a storm has killed off all the island's men, two women in a 1600s Norwegian coastal village struggle to survive against both natural forces and the men who have been sent to rid the community of alleged witchcraft. Finnmark, Norway, 1617. A 20-year-old Marin Bergensdatter stands on the craggy coast, watching the sea break into a sudden and reckless storm. 40 fishermen, including her brother and father, are drowned and left broken on the rocks below. With the menfolk wiped out, the women of the tiny northern town of Vardo must fend for themselves. 3 years later, a sinister figure arrives. Absalom Cornet comes from Scotland, where he burned witches in the Northern Isles. He brings with him his young Norwegian wife, Ursa, who is both heady with her husband's authority and terrified by it. In Vardo, and in Marin, Ursa sees something she has never seen before, independent women. But Absalom sees only a place untouched by God and flooded with the mighty evil. As Marin and Ursa are pushed together and are drawn to one another in ways that surprise them both, the island begins to close in on them, with Absalom's iron rule threatening Vardo's very existence. Inspired by the real events of the Vardo storm and the 1620 witch trials, The Mercies is a feminist story of love, evil, and obsession set on the edge of civilization.
I'm so excited.
What?
We've got...
There is a lot going on here.
Feminist story here. We've got strong female characters. We've got historical fiction. I'm so excited.
This is crazy.
Excited.
This is a time I don't know much about, to be honest. Especially like...
1600s?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm so excited.
I know. Like, it could go either way. I'm looking at this going like, this could be cray-cray. Or this could be like really
witches,
good.
All the things. And in some of the things I've read about this, it was originally titled Vardo.
Oh, really?
And I don't know if it's the American version that is The Mercies, or if other countries the title is Vardo or not. Huh. But I was reading something about it. So I'm excited to delve into her as an author a little more and find out a little bit more about the story of writing it, and for our fun facts for the month. So
absolutely,
I'm definitely interested. This is not an author
this is
that
like
I know anything about.
No,
so,
no, she's new, for
very
me.
New. So,
yay! It's gonna be good.
It's gonna be very, very good. So,
fingers crossed, something new.
Hopefully, yeah. Fingers crossed. Hopefully very good. It sounds very good.
Well, I'm very interested.
And the cover is striking. Like,
Yeah.
I love a good cover. So
there's a dolphin swimming in her hair. Do you see that?
Yeah. I love it.
It's very cool.
Very cool. So
check it out. Read along with us.
Get it on your list so that let's see what the weight is on it while we're here. I'm going to see.
Yeah. I didn't even look at the library.
Because actually I have too many books on hold. It won't let me put it on, but I want to know how long I'm going to have to wait.
I have one available right now. Look at that.
Oh, so you can hurry and put it on.
Yes. If it's available.
Oh, it's only. Oh, no.
It's only ebook.
Did you find it? Oh, because I have mine set to only show me audiobooks. There's not an audiobook from the library.
There's only an ebook.
Only an ebook. So
well, now, is there an audiobook at all?
Is there a wait for the ebook?
Yeah.
There's a wait.
I'll tell you how long right
now. There's got to be an audiobook. Let's go to Audible.
6 weeks out for the ebook.
For the ebook. Okay. We're looking here. We're bringing you with us on our journey. This is what we have to do.
We have to find out right now. This is important information.
The Mercies. Yes, there's an audiobook.
Okay, this will be one I buy.
So I'm going to have to buy this one. It's 11 hours and 6 minutes.
Ooh, that's a decent.
Yeah, like, this is going to be a good. What listeners are saying, overall performance, 4.5 performance, 4.5 story, 4.5. Like, this is.
Really well-liked book.
Mm-hmm. Beautifully cool. Written and narrated. 5 stars on all of those. Like, it's. Yeah. So, yay.
Yay.
Sorry, if you want the audio version, you're going to have to buy it unless your library
carries it. Yeah, carries our local library here in Salt Lake.
Not yet, at least. So, there we go.
Reach out to your library, people.
Get them to carry it.
I know. Very cool. Okay, but now it's book club time.
So, here's our spoiler alert.
Very good
idea.
We
are talking the ins and outs.
Details.
This is our spoiler alert. You've been alerted.
Yes, we will be talking about the last train to Key West today.
Yes, by Chanel Clayton. Let's get into it.
All right. Overall, Jamie, what is your overall feeling of this book? Did you like it?
This is hard for me because it's hard to be like, I can't say that I didn't like it, but I didn't love it.
I really liked it.
You did?
I did.
Okay.
I think I just took it for what it was. Like, it was a weekend, which is hard to tell a whole story over one weekend.
Yes, which I think it was a lot of stuff going on for a weekend.
Yeah, like she has, like, well, there's the three women who are the main characters, but they each have, like, a male lead also connected to them.
Yes.
At least one. Some two. So there was just, you know, there's a lot of characters that you're following and trying to get to know within such a short amount of time.
Yeah.
Which is hard.
Yes. And not impossible, but it's harder.
Yeah. And I kind of just took it as like, wow, it's this crazy weekend. There's this crazy storm happening.
Yes.
And we're learning a lot within this short window. And so for me, I thought it was really crazy. I don't know a lot about the Keys.
Uh-huh. Me neither.
Or like the storm was new to me. This is probably
the first book. Is the first book I've ever read set in the Keys. So
yeah.
The geographic area, how it all relates to each other, all these small islands, zero reference.
And there's not, like, she didn't go into a lot of detail about that.
So that was one of the things that bothered me a little bit is when they were talking about, you know, this storm coming in and now we don't know where we are. We think we're here. That meant nothing to me because there was no...
Like where the storm might hit or not hit. Like I just was like, okay.
And then there was ocean, but now it's just sand. And now we're all ocean and it carried our house away and we think we're over here. Well, was over here a mile away? Was it 50 miles away? Like what's...
Yes.
I just couldn't put a picture to the location.
Sure.
I couldn't get the visual of where this all was in relation to each other.
Sure.
Like we're taking fairies places, so there's obviously different islands, but
yeah,
to what extent?
And I didn't think that hard about it. It was just like, oh, you're on a ferry. Oh, you're on an island now.
Yeah.
Or the island got washed out. Oh, suck.
Yeah.
Like I didn't think that deep about it.
Yeah. I had a hard time getting a visualization.
Sure.
As I was listening to it of what... where they were at and what even this, what kind of building you're in or what kind of, you know, just
sure
getting those descriptions. I feel like the descriptions of the characters themselves were set up really well.
Yeah, I love the... She does a really good job with
characters. Yeah, like, yes. I was invested in the characters as far as... I feel like the first three-fourths of the book is setting up who these characters are.
Yeah.
And their backstory and their relation to each other. And I enjoyed that part.
Yeah, for I sure. I
felt like the character development was great.
Mm-hmm.
And then everything else just kind of happened really fast and it was over.
Yeah. Like, it was crazy. And there was the talk of the storm. And I kept thinking, like... I mean, I'm sure everyone's going to get caught in the storm, right? Mm-hmm. Like, that's what we're reading about.
That's what we're going into.
But I couldn't figure out if they were going to different places, right? Like, Helen was at the diner at this main island or whatever, and then they were going off to where the soldiers were and all of that. And so I couldn't figure out, like, how they were all going to end up where the storm was going to hit. And, like, that was interesting to me. And then... There was all the different things happening with these characters. Like, you kind of know things are happening in the background. Like, the soldiers that were sent there to work.
Uh-huh.
Like, that was fascinating to me. I had no idea that we did that. That our country did that.
Yeah, and that they were working there, and then this storm hit, and they
were left perished. To die. Like,
they didn't get them out. And that their living conditions on a normal day were so poor in the first place. Like, they're... It was horrible.
It was awful.
And I kind of felt like I wanted to know more about that.
Yeah,
like,
that was very interesting.
There was that in the background, but the main focus was the six characters, which the six characters were great, but I kept wanting to get more detail about...
Those camps.
That background Even story. Even when
Elizabeth, she's the one looking for her brother, right?
Yeah.
Even when Elizabeth went to the camp in search of her brother, like, mm-hmm. she talks about how bad it was,
mm-hmm.
but you didn't get, like, a really good picture of what that was like.
Exactly.
But it was, yeah, that was something to me. The whole idea of it, right? That the soldiers were protesting and wanting help and whatnot, and mm-hmm. then they were sent here to work just mm-hmm. to get out of everyone's minds.
Yeah.
Right?
They didn't want to see that.
Like,
so people would
forget how, like, kind of to hide them.
What it was.
Right? Yeah. I thought that was so sad.
Very sad. They've already been through so much.
Like, take care of your own.
And now you're going to have them work out of mind of everyone else and in such yucky conditions.
He talked about how even a small storm would flood the camps. Yeah. And if you knew a small storm was going to flood the camps, then you knew this was at least a small storm. Hurricane
season is a season.
Yeah, like, why haven't they done anything to improve these living conditions?
Situation.
It was so bad.
Like, when you've got this many people who are suffering from PTSD, already from war, and you're providing them a job.
Right.
It may be for the wrong reasons. You're trying to, like you said, get them out of everybody's, you know, vision. But... At least set it up to help them out. So you're providing a job. Make this a positive thing.
So that they can actually be successful.
Give them some good conditions. They're doing some work. We're going to get them rehabilitated.
Wouldn't that be great?
To
function in
society and to be able to go back. Like, when we talk about the doctor, John.
Yes.
He can't practice anymore.
Because he's so traumatized.
Like, let's work on that. Let's quit ignoring and putting them out of sight.
Yeah.
And get them the help they need and a job to work, to be productive. Yeah. That helps people. And then work towards being able to function in society again.
Totally.
Instead, we put them back in a bad situation
mm-hmm.
where no one's getting the help they need and they're in danger.
Yeah.
Like, this is...
It was awful.
For another traumatic experience.
It was a nightmare of an experience. Yes. Yeah, like the perfect storm. Right? In every way.
In every way. They had no chance.
Mm-mm.
And
so sad.
So sad. So, such heartbreaking when we look at our military and
I know.
The people who...
Who sacrifice so much.
And they get so little in return.
For sure.
From our government, from our people, our support. Anyway.
Who should be supporting them, right?
Right. Exactly.
Totally. Speaking of...
I wanted a little more there.
John, yeah, I get that. I think they did need... It would have been great to have some more description there.
Right.
Speaking of John, though, tell me what you thought about him and Helen. I mean, Helen... Poor Helen.
I know. I felt for Helen, like, how horrible to have this, she got married so young, to have this husband who's so abusive, she's so afraid, she has no legs to stand on in this relationship. So I love that John was able to help get her out. Like,
yeah,
he definitely was aware of her way before she was aware of him.
Yes, I thought about that. Like, what made him, like, pay attention to her?
Yeah, he saw her suffering. And I think maybe because he was from the point of suffering as well, he could recognize it.
Yeah.
He'd seen it in so many people he had been with in the war, or, you know, maybe he saw the signs of suffering and that something was going on. And he said something. So
yeah,
applause for him on that.
Yeah.
It
is like when you think about Helen in that situation with Tom, her husband, and the abuse that was happening there, and that she'd stayed. I mean, we kind of just domestic abuse is so hard.
It's hard to understand when you haven't been like, how would,
like,
you,
why
stay?
Would you stay?
Why would you stay? Yeah. Why wouldn't you just leave? And I think we question ourselves over and over again. And that's the sad part, is they don't have legs to stand on.
Right.
To feel like they can get out, that they have the help to get out, that they even know what to do. They are in a mode of
just survival.
Survival. It's just living from hour to hour. How can you plan a departure plan when you're really just thinking about hour to hour?
Yeah.
And every little thing.
I just, like, my heart broke for her, because it was like they clearly had, you know, they describe her previous experiences with trying to have a baby, you know, whether she lost the baby and whether it was his fault or her body's fault.
Body. Yeah.
I mean, that's a pretty bad beating if you think it may have killed your baby.
Right. Right.
I mean, that alone is such a...
The amount of abuse.
A gut-wrenching. And then to finally have this baby and be so far along in your pregnancy and just wanting the baby to live.
Right.
And feeling like your baby needs a father and all of those things. Anyway, and then what do you do? Like, how do you leave your husband when you have a baby?
And,
like,
you
who's going to help you?
Yeah. And you're on a small island. He's going to find you anywhere.
Yeah.
And that fear,
and then,
right,
then
there.
Then he might kill you.
Right. Or take your... That's what her fear,
or
was he would
baby.
Take the baby from you and she would lose her baby. So
yeah,
I do think, like, the second she opened her mouth and said to... Was it Ruth?
Yes.
From Ruth's Cafe, and was like, yes, he's beating me. And she's like, we've got to go. We're here to help you. We'll do it.
Yeah.
That happened so fast.
I loved that.
And I think the fact that it was, you said something, you said these words out loud, which made it real. I think sometimes you don't, when
pretend.
You don't say things out loud, it's not real.
Yeah.
And nobody else knows, so it's not real.
Or you think nobody else knows.
Right. Obviously, other people did. But the second she said it out loud, and then all of a sudden it was like, I'm not even going to think this through. I'm just going.
Which, yeah.
Good for you. Just go.
I don't.
Don't give it any extra thought.
Yeah.
And you figure out as you go, and she was put in that right position.
I don't think I've read a book where the decision was made and acted upon
that quickly.
So quickly. Or even, and like, generally when you see those situations, it is such... like a inner battle for that person to make. And I loved
that she just
went.
Yes.
Right? Like, it will be okay.
Practically 9 months pregnant.
Yeah.
Like, of all the worst times, the weekend of a storm. I mean,
seriously.
But
she has
went.
Those thoughts the whole time, right? Like, this is going to backfire. He's going to come. Like, where is he? I know he's right behind us. Like, we're never going to get away with this.
Yeah.
Like, this is my death. I think she was very worried about that.
So I would say that the care that John showed her, like the questioning of her physical wellness and the pregnancy, and she's doing that, was a dead giveaway to me that he was a doctor. Like, I was like,
I did not even,
I picked up on that really quick.
You told me that, and I was like, oh my gosh. Well, yeah. I think I figured when there were started to make connections between the couples.
Yes.
And so I figured he had to be, but it wasn't because he was a doctor. Like, I figured he was her or Elizabeth's brother. But I just think it was because there needed to be a connection there.
Yeah. So then when Elizabeth said,
but that
my
is really intuitive.
Doctor,
I think,
like,
that's really smart.
Yep, that's
I
him.
Had not even
so
put
I,
that together.
And typically I don't pick up on little things, but I mean, I'm not one to be like, oh, he did it. I saw that coming and then it happens. No, I'm not one. But that one I was like, okay, that was a little obvious.
Okay.
But that wasn't disappointing. It was just like, oh yeah, I see this coming.
Yeah. Yeah. I know what you mean.
Which, you know, but then I did not see the ending with Tom.
Oh my gosh. No.
That one was a complete shock. That one I did not at all. Like, I just thought, Tom's gone. He's dead.
Well, yeah. He fell over the side.
Yeah.
Like, she has those dreams of mm-hmm. him drowning off the side of the boat the whole book. So I'm like, yeah. Yep, that's what happened.
He's just dead. I just assumed he was just always dead and was never coming back. But that Tom was...
the robber.
The robber.
For Marta.
Yeah.
Is it Marta?
Marta.
Marta.
Marta and Anthony?
Anthony.
That he was involved in... that level. I just really took Tom as a drunk fisherman that abused his wife.
Well, that
I didn't give him any more than
question.
That.
Was he just a drunk fisherman who saw this ring and these rich people flaunting their money around and he followed them home? Or was he actually involved in all the drug trafficking or whatever, the alcohol, bootlegging?
He was totally involved.
And so he was sent by Frank.
Yeah.
Elizabeth's fiance.
I think he was very, very involved. And that's why, like, she kept saying he would go for days, weeks at a time. You know, there was no schedule with, which I get with fishermen, it is, but you have a boat out, you have a boat in. There's got to be some kind of schedule to that at some point. But he, I think,
was doing sketchy things.
And then when they said he
would. And don't you think when you're, like, making bad decisions and you're doing bad things, like, it eats at you and mm-hmm. you take it out on the people that are closest to you?
Yeah.
Like, absolutely. He's stressed out and angry about everything he's caught up in mm-hmm. and can't handle it. And so he beats his wife.
Yeah, absolutely. And the power that goes along with that job, you know, it's very power driven. Like, I'm in charge. I'm the one doing this. I have control over you. That just as a personality, I feel like would go along with it.
That's
but I
true.
Did not piece that together.
No.
I was very, very shocked at the end that he ended up.
Me too.
Being found dead, shot with a ring in his pocket. Like, that one was a, whoa, didn't see that coming.
Yep. I felt the exact same way.
Yes. So that, it tied that up nicely at the end, I think.
Oh, totally.
I think I would have been like, yeah, he's dead in the sea somewhere. That's it. We're not. She's just going to live in fear the rest of her life. I was happy for her that there was closure, that he was not coming back.
Well, and I really felt like it played to both her and John's character to that they didn't rush into anything.
I liked that
Me
he
too.
Left mm-hmm. and then came back.
And it was
because
when
I
he
almost
knew
felt
he was,
like
it was really
yes,
the right thing.
It was, and he had some things to figure out himself. Like, he's still... PTSD, he still has these traumas. They don't want to be doing it for the wrong reasons because that's not going to be good for anyone.
It's easy, right?
Yeah,
this would be
the easy choice.
Yes.
I like that. I do think the three romances thrown together in a weekend that all perfectly work out. I was kind of like, would this really happen? Blah, blah, blah. It's not always
fiction,
so perfect.
Jamie.
I know. But that had a redeeming quality to it, that he did leave.
Yes.
But then I did get caught up in the romance that he came back at the end. But there was a part of me that's like, this can't work out perfect for everyone. So he should be leaving.
Yeah.
But of all the people I wanted to end up together,
yes.
it was those two.
I agree.
I do think,
much heartache.
Yes. I think for Murda, or Marta, I don't.
I couldn't say it correctly.
I feel like that one was a little, like, you've had this kind of arranged marriage.
Like, tongue in cheek.
And now you're so dedicated to him and you're going to say, I want a family, but I don't want you to be
involved
in this.
Thing.
So if you want a family, you need to come with me. I feel like that was a little pushed, like a little unrealistic there.
Yeah. For her to ask that so quickly.
Yeah.
I agree with you. And for him to so quickly agree. That section or that part of the story really wasn't believable.
I mean, I liked their relationship and that he was like, I want you to love me.
Was respectful.
I'll take this slow until it's what you want because I don't want you to resent me. I don't want to pressure you into anything. I really loved the buildup of their relationship.
Yes.
I did think that was great. But I think...
Because it is an interesting concept, right? Like, it's not something we do now, at least. I mean, I'm sure some people do that, this, but the arranged marriage.
Right.
Right? To like that go there was to some the kind father of a and be
buying
like,
of
yes.
positioning here based off of what?
Connections, you know? Yeah. And whatever. And for her to will, I mean, like she said, she's like, I said yes. Like, yeah. I didn't have to say yes, and I right. did. So she did have a say.
Right.
Yeah. But ultimately, like, they didn't know each other.
Yeah.
I mean, that's weird. And yet, to see, like, to hear her thoughts about it and the way that they viewed marriage and what she knew what kind of a marriage she wanted, but she didn't really know how to go about getting it.
With somebody she didn't know.
Yeah.
Like, and how like, do we turn this into what
her,
I want?
Like, her mother had given her tips.
But they were not the tips.
No. And so there were things that she, like, I think tips that she used from her mother that were mm-hmm. valuable, that she found value in. And there were things that she disregarded and went her own way. And right. I liked that about Murda. Like, it yes. was like, I know I should never speak like this to my husband, but
I feel this and yeah, I want to say it. I do have... think that was, she was a very strong female voice that way.
Yes.
I just didn't find that part of it when she asked.
Like, you can't so be so soon. In.
Like, you're just, yeah. this is your like, first yes, honeymoon weekend.
Are you going to get there? Probably.
Yeah.
Because I can see you having this I think it was strong a bit relationship. Rushed. Yes, bit I agree rushed. With you. I agree yeah. with you. But I did kind of like that he did seem very respectful and didn't like
yes.
come on to her too quickly and did want it to be real and not just physical, right. like deeper than physical.
Than just
he
the
wanted the
with,
physical. And so absolutely. And she found herself wanting that too.
Right, but he gave her the time to find that instead yeah. of having it be... a forced thing.
Yeah. Or, like, this is what we do now. We're married. Yeah, so we, yeah. you owe this to me.
Right.
Or something. No.
And
like
I was,
that.
I was grateful for that. That, yeah. that was,
I was nervous not this, for her.
Yes, I was too. And that this was just going to be horrible because you hear that all the time that yeah. you just get married and then you're thrown into this
uncomfortable situation that you're not ready
that
for.
You wouldn't want to be a part of.
Yeah, absolutely. And the so. Fact that she like, because he didn't come to her at the first, like how she questioned, like, what is this? Like, this is what I was prepared for.
Right.
And that's not what's
that's
happening
not what
here.
What is happening? What's wrong?
Yeah.
Why doesn't he want like, it, that? Because yeah, he's a man.
Why is he in this marriage then? Like, yeah. what is it for
what's
him?
What's this?
And I love that they were finally able to have that conversation.
Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
I did really like, I agree with you. There were aspects that were far reaching.
Yeah.
But ultimately, I mm-hmm. did really like their relationship.
I agree. And Elizabeth and Sam, I thought that was great. Like the, mm-hmm. you know, that he was actually there to watch her.
Yes.
And that little, you know, there. I do think these relationships were well, like I said, the characters were well defined.
And like
they
concocted.
Built.
Like what
and,
a yeah, neat little.
Created. And yes. I liked the play between Sam and Elizabeth and... You know,
so did you see Sam watching her from the beginning?
No.
I didn't either.
I did not.
I wondered if he was there looking into Anthony.
Yes, that's exactly what I was thinking.
And maybe he was.
Because it all worked together, right?
So with Elizabeth escaping, like coming down and looking for her brother. I mean, it was obviously very clear she was there looking for someone. At first, did you think it was her brother? Because they didn't.
No, it didn't say. I thought it was like a old fling.
Yeah, I kind of thought that too.
A romance.
I kind of thought that too.
Yeah.
Until, I mean, I think I started to suspect maybe it wasn't because she wanted someone to like save her from their situation.
Until she said it was a brother, I really thought it was.
A boy.
A boy
but she
had been riding.
About an
like
old
a
boy that,
military.
That yeah. she was with, right? But then he was kind of, what did she say? She talked about him like he wasn't really
anything
exciting.
Yeah.
He was kind of boring.
Right.
But I did not see her being engaged
I
to someone
loved
else.
Her backstory as far as being a socialite and then losing everything and having her status drop and her friends that she thought were friends dropped her like.
Yeah. And how the way that they described her clothes, like yeah. if you looked closely and you knew, you would know that was a couple years old
and she would, and a little bit too small
mm-hmm.
and that she went to get a job.
And it wasn't on purpose that it was small.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
Like.
It was desperation.
And
nobody wants to hire a woman or when a woman gets hired, they get paid less and you don't have a spouse. So you don't. You need to make more, but women don't make more because they do typically have a spouse and the jobs are saved for the men who need to support families. Like, that whole dynamic was very interesting to me.
Yeah.
To see the effects of the Depression in this, you know, I've read many books about the Depression, but to see the fall of a socialite was a different aspect of the Depression and how it affected.
And what, like her father and other brother, right?
Yeah, they killed themselves
because it was so, like, the weight of the fall, yeah, right? They couldn't deal with it.
Yeah.
But, I mean, can you imagine being that, feeling that desperate that you would kill yourself and leave women in your life?
The women who have no, I mean.
To deal with all of your mess. They can't
do that, yeah.
How do you do that?
Right. And the mom is sick. I don't know if she was sick at the time that they took their lives, but. Or that led to it. Was her illness more of the effect of a depression?
It was never even really diagnosed because she was just, I'm sure, out of her mind.
Yeah.
Crazy.
So, and then, how could they fend for themselves in a man's world during the Depression? And the dad and the brother.
Leave them alone.
Yeah. I mean, that's a level of mental illness and depression that we can't understand. And what a strong
person Elizabeth was. To be like, I've got to take care. I've got to pick up all the pieces.
Yeah.
In this time and an era where women didn't do that.
Right.
Like you know, there wasn't a lot of options.
It was so shocking that she got on a train by herself and went down to the Key West. Like that, I would find myself being like, well, what's the big deal? And then I had to put myself back in the era.
Yes.
Yeah, it was a big deal. A woman just didn't travel by herself.
No, it was scandalous.
Yeah.
You that never she would go did off that.
On her own.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because now there's no one to say that you weren't just, you know, cohorting with men.
Yeah. And here you're thinking she really is on her own and no one's watching her. But was it Frank, her fiance? Frank
is her fiance.
Had sent someone to watch her the whole time. So here she thinks she's being so brave and doing it all on her own. But someone really is watching out for her the whole time or keeping an eye on her.
I feel like it doesn't take away from her bravery because she didn't know.
Yeah.
Like she still was doing everything. Like being very risky and
not trying having the money to do it. Like she was when she gets to the restaurant and she can't even eat because she didn't have money to even eat.
Yeah.
So,
but had what was so she much do pride
at that point
that she wouldn't accept even a free piece of pie.
Right.
She paid for the pie.
Yeah.
I just feel like wow. Like you have nothing, but yet you still can't take 1 ounce of a
freebie.
Yeah, from someone else.
Yeah.
Who's trying to help you? Like, aren't we? I think sometimes
those are
the people
you.
That have the hardest time accepting any kind of. Right.
Well, think of the fall from grace for that she couldn't even afford a slice of pie.
Oh.
That's she crazy. Just.
It would be really hard.
Yeah. Yeah.
And she's just, and I love that about her. It was like she knew too, like she knew herself and she knew what she could get with this body that she had.
Right.
And she wasn't going to take it too far. That was like beyond the boundaries, but she was going to take it as far as she could to get what she needed.
She could.
Yeah. And I kind of appreciated that in her. Yeah. Like she just was her own. She's confident in herself and she was willing to take risks and she put herself out there doing things that nobody else in her position would do.
Right. Right.
Anyway, and when she finally did find John, and John was, and she didn't find John until after she saw all these other soldiers and understood what they had been through. That she was like, when she sees him, she's like, I can't ask anything of him.
Right.
I loved that of her.
Yeah.
It was like she wanted, at the beginning of the story, right, she set out to have him come and save them.
Yeah.
But after she understood where he'd been through, she would never have asked that of him.
But then yet she still was mad at him for leaving.
Yeah, it was like, I want you to know, I want you in my life.
I want you,
Maybe there's nothing you can do to save us, but it's more like, we're a family and we should be there for each other.
Yeah, yeah.
That's true. She did. Yeah. Like, she spoke up about that.
She didn't bury that as...
Just let it all go.
Like, she still had anger that he just left and hadn't kept in contact.
Yeah.
But, which I think is a normal thing to... You can be excited that you finally found someone and you could feel bad and have all those, but you still have the other emotions too. And you need to not bury those down.
Absolutely. I think it's okay to say that wasn't okay.
Yeah.
Like the behavior was you not all right. You knew
dad was gone and we were on our own.
Yep.
You knew he died and you didn't try to come and see if.
You just thought we were fine. How in the world would we be fine? How would we be
okay? Yeah. She still voiced that, which I thought, ooh.
Good for you.
Yeah. These were very strong women.
Yep.
Especially their time.
I feel like she paints a very strong in all of her books. Like, oh, obviously, I've only read the two. But that's the same with the last one I read. It was her female lead is this main character in the story was a very strong woman. And she did not follow social norms. Like, she was outside of the box.
Well, and even Elizabeth at the end is like, I want to be involved in what you're doing. I can be an agent and help you. Like,
totally.
I can go in and talk to people and get information. Look what I've done. And he's like, no way, no way. And she's like, well, I have this money.
Yeah.
I can go and get to the schooling or the whatever to do it.
You can't stop me.
You can, I'm going to do it anyway. But thanks for your opinion.
Yeah, totally.
So I'm going to do it anyway. So.
Totally. Anyway. I love that.
Yeah. That was it. I liked that. Realistic for the time, maybe not so much.
No, but that's that would the dream. Be the
bizarre, but yeah, the hope and the dream that's for the, women like, to be able I to wish. Do what they want and do. Go for it.
Yeah.
Go for it.
Yeah. And maybe inspire people that we live now. Yes. We have the ability. We have the opportunities now. So look, girls didn't and they still went for
They went for it.
Don't let someone hold you back today. What are the things holding you
back now?
Yeah.
That people are saying you can't do.
Right.
Because you can.
You can very do whatever well can. You want. Look at these women. They did. Yeah. I love that too. Yeah.
That was great.
Yeah.
So.
So I feel like I did. I really loved it. The storm was crazy. I feel like the biggest part of the storm for me was when Elizabeth was riding in the train and the wave took the train down. Mm-hmm. I was like in my brain trying to imagine what that.
Like, to take why the whole train off even, its tracks.
Well, the train went over the water, right?
Yeah.
From island to island. Like, why would you get on that train? I just kept thinking, like, you're in the storm. It's crazy. You're going to go over the water? Over the
water.
What? And I mean, I don't know how high above the water it was.
Right. But still the... Yeah, a storm is going to take... You didn't think that through in enough time. Like,
I mean, obviously they survived, and had they have stayed, it sounded like everyone died at the hotel. Right.
But not everyone on the train survived. She did.
Right.
But there were a lot of casualties, still. And everyone who didn't try to leave died.
Yeah. Except for one person. One person survived there.
That
was tragic.
I really wanted to, like I said... get a little more into that storm and the ins and outs of what happened.
Yeah,
it did. I agree. Kind of, that was really quick in the book.
It's like I loved all the characters, but you almost would need to remove one of the sets
to be able to go into that a little deeper.
Yes,
absolutely.
But then how do you pick who you don't talk about?
Right.
That's tough because they are such.
They're good characters and I like them all.
Yeah.
But I think that took a majority of the book, which took away from.
This really great
the event, story of the history. Historical event that happened at the time. Yeah, that I would have liked to have known a little bit more about. And the soldiers' situation and their housing, I would have liked to have known a little bit more about. But that's all too much. It would have been a much longer book to delve.
To go into all of that
as well.
Yeah, I agree.
But I almost wish it was because...
No, I totally hear you.
I liked the characters. I liked the interweaving of their stories.
It really was crazy how interconnected they all were, right?
Yes.
Because Helen's John, let's do the little tree here.
Yeah.
Helen, who was abused and was pregnant, and the man, John, who helped her escape, John was Elizabeth's
half-brother.
Yes. And Elizabeth is the one who was coming down searching for John.
For John, yeah.
In the soldier camps.
Yes.
And then...
And the...
Myrta.
Helen and Elizabeth interact.
Yes, at
Ruth's. And really, that was very, like, Elizabeth just missed John at Ruth's diner.
Yes,
like,
barely.
Really, that was like sliding door there. Like,
yes.
An hour earlier, it seemed like, you know.
It did seem really close.
Really close to missing him. Okay, but go ahead and connect.
Okay, so there was that connection. And then Myrta.
Mm-hmm.
And Anthony are also at the diner, so she helps them at the diner.
Uh-huh.
And Anthony is a mobster.
Uh-huh.
And so is Elizabeth's fiance, but you don't find that out until the end. Yeah. And they're like...
And they're in...
Rivals.
Yeah.
And know each other very well.
Right.
Because they're rivals. Right. And it was Frank, Elizabeth's fiance, who sent Tom, who is Helen's husband...
husband
to like go to shake them up.
Rob and kill them, you know, ultimately.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really hurt Murta was the idea, I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I mean, it was just like every single connection. And then here comes Sam,
sent by Frank to keep an eye on Elizabeth when Elizabeth is coming to find. Yeah.
It was just like every single thing. Yeah. And so they were all, I just kept like one connection after another. I thought it was like, oh yeah, of course John is her brother. Like, of course. Like, they have to be connected.
Yeah.
But then to have another connection and another connection and another connection. It's like when Tom brings the ring and they have the ring in his pocket and when they tell her she's dead. And it's Sam that's delivering that news.
Right. So here Sam knows that information and now he's the
because it's that same ring that he's watching. Yes.
Kind of to
John.
To John.
Oh my gosh.
It was just all a lot.
I know.
And but I did love that Elizabeth there at the end when Sam comes to say, we found this ring. Do you know anything about it? And she doesn't.
Oh, Helen.
She recognizes. Oh, yeah. Sorry, Helen. She recognizes that the ring was
Murta's,
but doesn't say anything because she remembered the fear in her eye. Nope, I don't know.
She's not going to lead him back to their door.
No, because that's over. Like,
and she had that same feeling, right? Like, she did me a favor.
Right.
Because now I don't have to deal with Tom.
Right.
And so I wanted to do that, and I didn't.
That worked out. Okay, so I'm not going to say anything.
I don't want
there.
Her to be in trouble.
Yeah, she's not in trouble because that saved my life.
Yeah, I loved that.
Yeah, so.
But the only downside was then that Murta didn't get a ring back.
Right. And I kind of was thinking, well, if the ring was on Tom's body, then it's his possession, and that Helen should have gotten the ring, and then that would have helped her with the hotel.
Oh, that would have been awesome.
I was kind of thinking, but then there was also a part of me that was like, that would be so unrealistic that that's how it would work out. So please don't make that happen. But that could happen.
Yeah.
Like, that would help her out.
That would have been helpful.
With the hotel. But
with
I love
everybody
that
in the island who needed some money.
Yeah.
She could hire more workers.
But I love that she hired the workers to help him out and was building back up what was destroyed.
Instead of just leaving.
Right.
And how that was still home. I did find that healing.
Uh-huh.
Like, that all the trauma she'd experienced there, she hadn't always had it easy there.
Right.
And she did kind of talk about how she's lived there her whole life and had mm-hmm. never experienced anywhere else. And there was a little bit of longing
mm-hmm.
to see the rest
other
of the
places,
world. Yeah. But that she still that was home
mm-hmm.
and ultimately where she wanted to raise her little girl.
Right.
And I kind of did find that healing. Like maybe she will take an opportunity to go see other places, but that home base doesn't change. Like, she was able to let go of the hard things that happened there.
And build something beautiful for the rest of her life. Like that.
Yes.
Her giving birth.
Oh,
can you imagine having your first child and all the unknowns of birth for the first time?
With a stranger. Let's be honest here. They were strangers.
Yes. And yes, he's a doctor, but she didn't know that at the time.
No.
That he was a doctor.
No.
And he wasn't that kind of doctor.
No.
But at least he had some medical know-how.
Yes.
And I do think, like, if a baby's coming, a baby's coming, whether you're a doctor
right.
or not.
Yeah, you'll figure
but
it out.
But the fact that he had some knowledge and what to do, and it gave him something
some
to focus on mm-hmm. in a very scary time.
And he says that, right?
Yeah.
Like, that saved him. Being
right.
able to care for her was his saving grace.
Right. With all the sounds and everything going on that were.
Because there were things slamming against the house.
Yeah. Triggers for someone with PTSD.
Absolutely.
Would be very difficult. But the fact that their hut was dislodged.
And floating.
And she's got a brand new baby. She's exhausted. She's sleeping through part of it because she's so exhausted. Like, that's probably the greatest blessing is that you just sleep through it.
But poor John.
But yeah.
Like, you've got this woman that just gave birth and now this baby
and
you're floating in a house.
You're floating in a house. And to think, like, the water, like how unsanitary all of this is at the time. Like,
oh my gosh, that didn't even cross my mind. Ew. Yes.
You've got a roof that's falling apart, water coming in, you're floating, people are dying everywhere. And so, like, the decay and death and destruction at the time, the unsanitariness
of it. It would have been so stressful.
Yeah.
I just cannot even put myself in his shoes.
No.
Like watching her fall asleep being like, are you alive? You're still alive, right? Like you're not bleeding too much. Like the baby's okay. You're okay. Everyone's okay, right? Like we're still floating. We're not sinking.
We don't have a lot of food. We've got to get you help. We've got to.
Oh my goodness.
Floating in a house in the ocean. Who knows where we're going to land?
That's crazy.
That was crazy. What a crazy.
So then tell
time
me
to bring a baby into the world.
Oh, I just can't even believe it. I did love like how he loved that little girl.
Yes. Like that was such a light in these dark times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I did feel like just both Helen and their little girl, the little baby, was like for him just like an opening.
Yeah.
Like a reawakening. Like
of
there's some
the
hope.
Person he used to be. Yes. Yeah. That there is more than just this scared feelings.
Yeah.
Like those emotions of love and wanting
caring.
To protect somebody
yes.
else takes
yes.
you out of your own mind sometimes. When you feel so damaged, you don't feel like you can
you're
even
good for anything.
Do anything. Yeah. Yeah. Like, look what he just did. And that was really healing for him.
And this beautiful little baby, this life. Like, there is such healing
there's
in
still
that moment,
beauty
I
in
think.
The world. And, there's
and how
still...
he hurried back to, when he finally made it to the hospital to see them and just wanted to hold,
hold
baby
the baby.
And...
Yeah.
I just thought that was really, really sweet.
Yeah, I thought so too.
I did. I did love that.
Yeah. And every time like a man showed up at the hospital, like, oh, you've got a visitor.
That
and
one.
And she'd
when
be
the,
like,
yeah,
what's his name?
That is
like,
scary.
Those things like, no, just no visitors. Don't bring visitors to my room.
Think about it. If he said, well, I'm her husband, that's my baby. Like,
right.
They probably
that
wouldn't even
the
announce
rights.
Him. They he'd probably just walk right
just
in.
Just go right in.
Every yeah, it would have been really
so nervous
scary.
That he
I know.
Was coming back.
I was too. So going back to Murta and Anthony, do you think he killed Frank?
I didn't want to believe it in my bubble of my life that you don't really do that. But she knew. She said, I didn't even need to ask.
What do you mean?
Like when she finds out about it. She just knew that her husband was involved.
Because she did say to him, like, she's like, I want you to get out. She's like, how can I get out of it? They will think that I'm weak. And she's like, well, then let him know you're not.
Yeah.
So do you think that was his big move? Like,
I think
don't
so.
Mess with me?
I think so.
I wondered that at the end. At first, I didn't connect him. I just thought, oh, well, that's nice. Get him out of here.
Yeah.
And
that
then I
her.
Thought, yeah. And then
helps
the more
Elizabeth.
I thought about it, I was like, oh, I wonder if he did that because that was his way of being like, oh, don't mess with me.
I'm going out on top.
Yeah.
Don't mess with me.
Yeah. Like if you try to hurt me, I'm going to, you know, I'll hurt you.
Yeah. I do think he did it.
Yeah.
I think
it does make sense that he did
had it done or
right.
he was definitely
right.
involved. Yeah.
I wondered
I do
about
think
that.
So.
All right. This was so good. Can you think of anything else?
Well, I just wanted to wrap up one other thing. I was reading through some reviews of this, and I was really torn. Like, it's hard to come on a podcast and put it out there that maybe you didn't like the book
so
much.
It wasn't your favorite.
Sure. Right. And so I was really, I want to be honest with the listeners when I read something that I don't like.
Sure.
And honest with you of my feelings of it. But there were a lot of things I did like about the book. So, I gave it 3 stars, which means I still recommend it. It was still good. There were really good aspects of it. There were just some loose ends I wish were different. And I had some wishes for a little more.
Sure.
In spots. So, but I read this review and I think it wraps up my thoughts perfectly. And this was an NPR review of the book by, Denny S. Bryce. Says, the book is a bit dialogue heavy at times. I didn't really feel like it was dialogue heavy to me, but and I could have used a few more descriptions, a little more time spent with each character. I felt like more descriptions on location and setting would have been good for me, but especially once the storm struck and it is, and in its immediate aftermath, which I agree. But overall, The Last Train to Key West blends danger, intimacy, history, and suspense in a taut romantic story I didn't want to end. And I have to agree with that. It left me wanting a little bit here and there.
Yeah.
But I overall enjoyed the story, enjoyed the characters, just a little bit lower rating for what we typically have on the book club. And I think sometimes we hype up so much.
Sure.
That then I have to remind myself, 3 stars is still a good rating.
Absolutely.
It's not that I hated the book or that I didn't like it. I liked it. I just was, I was left wanting a little more. There were things
that you were hoping more for. Yeah. And I get that. And I walked away feeling very satisfied. So yeah. I gave it 4 stars.
Okay.
And I really enjoyed it. I thought it was an easy, like, feel good. There was lots of drama, but it tied up, you know, that I wasn't like...
It did but tie wait, up a
what
lot
happened
in the end.
With that? Yeah. What happened? You know, I
there every... weren't any of those little loose ends in the end that sometimes are disappointing at the end of the
with
book.
With each I of agree. The characters.
Yes.
There's definite. It definitely made me interested to know more about certain things that were happening during that time that I haven't been aware
of. The history of the Keys and the history of these veterans. Yes.
Uh-huh.
I definitely did a little more research there.
Definitely. And so I didn't. I guess I wasn't relying on that book to tell that story. Okay. So for me, it was like, that was interesting. Like, I should look into that more. So I really did enjoy it. So I gave it 4 stars. And well, I'd love to hear what our listeners think.
Yeah, tell us.
And what their reviews
what
are.
What side you're on.
Yeah, as far as, absolutely.
I mean, there's not a big difference between a 3 and a 4 star review.
No,
there.
There's really
It really
not.
Isn't. And so I shouldn't.
And I would say, as we've been talking, like, we've really agreed on most things. It's just how the end feeling of it was.
Right.
Totally.
Absolutely. And I definitely want to read her other books. I want to find out
I
more
actually
about...
want you to read that one that I read, because I think it's just the female lead is such a strong, and she is so against social norms. I think you would love her.
I think so too. So I definitely want to read more of her books. So I...
For sure. Keep them coming.
2 thumbs up to Chanel Cleeton. Thank you for a good book in a new setting that I didn't know anything about.
I know.
And so
that
I'm excited
was a
to read her
place.
Other ones. So
very cool.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's it for today. Tune in next week. We have a special episode for you with our top 5 books of the year.
Yes, y'all are going to want to know what our top 5 were. Each of us give our rundown.
Yeah, it's a fun one.
Yeah.
So you'll want to tune into that. And
start composing your 5 books too.
Yes,
we want
we would
to hear,
love to
please
hear
share
it.
The love. We want to hear yours.
If there's some that I can add to my list, right, of your favorite books, like, let me know.
Let's do it. So
for sure.
Yeah. Drop us a line. You can find us on Instagram, Facebook, and email us at thisisyourbookclubpodcast@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you.
Yeah.
Please rate and review on Apple Podcast.
Thank you to Amphibious Zoo for our music.
Absolutely.
We love it. Yeah. And we'll see you next time. I'm Sarah.
And I'm Jamie.
And this is your book club. Thank you.